You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's time for Boat Smart, where we talk everything boats, how to take care of your boat, how to buy a boat, how to be safe in a boat. We cover it all because it's Boat Smart. Our host and sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, our friend Bill Kidwell, is here to take over today. Stefan is on vacation, so good for him.
Yeah, he sure is.
And you've got a guest with you, so I'm going to turn it over to Bill.
Okay, yeah, we've got Chance Kellogg with us. He's one of the technicians there that helped form that fabulous team. He's been there longer than anybody by quite some time.
How
been
long?
There over 10 years now.
Wow, Chance, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, sure is. And hey, I wanted to just do the intro here. And like Meg said, this is Boat Smart, and it is sponsored by us, Key Marine. We're over at 5621 Bower Road. And the number is 850-492-0487. And you can check us out on our website, which is, it's keymarinecenter.com. And then you can check out the website, Facebook, and we're on TikTok now. I think people have already heard that we do have a full-time social media person. We're trying real hard to keep everything updated there.
You've got to today.
Yeah.
And your website looks great. I was just looking at it recently. It's really looks good.
Yeah, she's getting more and more used to that, and mm-hmm. We're trying to keep the, you know, everything updated as much as possible. You don't get that a lot, Meg, you know? I mean, if for some reason or another, a lot of places out there, they just don't keep that updated.
It's hard. Everybody's got things to do.
It's a lot of work.
You got to do it now.
Yeah, and that's why we got a full-time person to do that, because we're really looking to spread the word. And yeah, Boat Smart is definitely a text-in or call-in show. You can text in at 850-437-1620. Please do so, because that's one of the biggest things. This show is designed to take all your calls, and hopefully we get a bunch of them, and we love to answer everything. It's also here to highlight George Stone and the Marine Technologies course that he has over there. What is it? Marine Services.
Marine Technology. Services, yes.
Yeah, and that's the official title, and everyone knows that Stefan Schmidt is the longtime instructor over there, and we mentioned earlier that he's not here today. He's usually here all the time. He's been doing this show for a long time. What, mm-hmm. maybe 17, 18 years, something
long
like that?
Long before I ever got here.
Maybe even 20.
So long time.
But yeah, he's very passionate about all that and all. He wanted me to mention as well today that they are looking for a qualified HVAC instructor over there. Because I think they've been looking for a while, and I think he was considering doing it himself.
Oh my goodness. I'm not surprised.
I know he's a little too busy to be taking that on as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if he's completely qualified, but he's definitely qualified to do what he does. And everybody loves him over there for sure. And also the show is designed to showcase what Key Marine has to offer over there. We're trying very hard to change things the way they are in the marine industry when it comes to customer service, the wait time and all. I am absolutely focused and very passionate about that. I'm the one that's the most responsible for making sure all you customers get exactly what you're paying for. The work is done well. Of course, I couldn't do it without all the great help of everyone that's there, from the technicians all the way up to the people up front. But I do take it very seriously, and I don't plan on quitting anytime soon. We've got, a couple thousands of regular customers there in our database that really trust us to do what we do. And I really wanted to kind of ask Chance a few questions first thing in the show here. Is, Chance, I know that you've been doing this for quite some time, and just tell everybody how you got involved in the marine mechanics and then ultimately coming to Key Marine, how long you've been there. I think we just touched on that, and your achievements since you've been there. and how you were able to become, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best all-around technicians that's out there. This man has it down pat. He's been doing it a long time. His attention to detail and all that, his organizational skills, his technical ability, all of that has really rounded off really well in the over 10 years that he's been with me over there. And also touch on what are some of the key factors that help pave the way for that.
Well, first of all, I really appreciate the praise and the compliments there.
And it comes from the heart.
It's really crazy to think I've been doing this for about 10, 11 years now. Been with Key Marine for coming up on 10 years now.
Wow. That says a lot.
Yeah. How I got started doing this is I grew up on the water, boating and everything, so I always had a passion for this. I served in the Marine Corps for a while and turned a wrench while I was in the Marine Corps. And so after I got out...
turned a wrench.
Yeah, he was a mechanic. But
I was a mechanic in the Marine Corps.
There you go.
After I got out, I wanted to do something similar. I enjoy being outside, working with my hands. So I ended up stumbling across the Marine Service Technology Program online and doing some research and actually found Stefan's program.
Oh,
and
wow.
Relocated from Nebraska to Pensacola.
No
to,
kidding.
To attend Stefan's program there, the Marine Service Technology Program.
I didn't realize
Georgetown.
You're one of his students.
All the way from there for his course.
Well, it's one of the number one course in the country right now. So. Mm-hmm. Yep. But go ahead, Chance.
So I moved here to attend that course, used my GI Bill, and that got me through the course. And Stefan got me lined up with employment. I actually did the co-op program for a while, working for another dealership for about 6 months or so. And then actually had a friend refer and recommend me come check out Key Marine. And that's it. I've been there ever since. Like I said, coming up on 10 years now. When I first started, worked directly under Bill, right with him every day. And he shared his knowledge and expertise with me. And that has really helped develop me into the technician I am today. Something unique about Key Marine is the culture of training and development have there. There's a lot of senior technicians, older technicians that don't like to share their secrets or tricks of the trade, expertise, but it's not like that at Key Marine. Bill has always wanted everybody to be as good as they can, and that is passed on where everybody's still like that there. We all like to share notes with each other. Everybody wants all their coworkers to be as good as that they are and everything. So it's really a unique place to work in that sense. That's one thing I really like about it is that everybody's always striving to be their best and wants their coworkers to be their best. The culture there is a big part of what has helped me develop into the technician I am today.
Well, to echo that, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we do have some texts coming in from our listeners. Now's the time if you've got a question about boating or boat care, maintenance, any of the above, 850-437-1620. This texter says, Key Marine is the absolute best on the Gulf Coast. How about that?
Well, we really appreciate that praise because there are some people out there that really recognize, you know, it's not hard to be on that level when you compare it, but we really strive to be there, and we really appreciate it for sure.
Okay, well, the same listener has a question for you. Ask the boat smart guys, what is the best product to get the brown scum layer off the bottom of my boat? Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Do you know that one, Chance?
Chance is smiling. I'm not sure what that means. The brown scum layer.
I know a few products you can use. None of them are pleasant.
Muriatic acid is probably the best, but it's very dangerous, and he has to, you know, be very careful about the fumes that it produces. But, yeah, just like Chance says, I agree. Muriatic acid gets rid of rust
stains.
How do
you spell that? What do you say? You're saying muriatic acid?
Yes. MURATIC.
Okay. Muriatic acid. Okay. Just wanted to hear
it's
heard it right.
It's really toxic.
Okay.
And that's why nothing can stand. It says, okay, I give, you know, and
it needs
kills.
To be rinsed off very well when you're done.
Yeah. How would you keep it from eating through your boat, I guess, since it's acid?
You have to rinse it off right afterwards with water, but it's, I don't think it's quite that able to eat fiberglass and gel coat. Well, I've never seen it do that.
It doesn't react with it.
No. Oh, good. Okay, that's good. So basically it gets rid of the scum, though. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
And rust stains, really good at that.
Yep. Okay, rust stains too. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Great question. If you've got a question for the boats, I like that, the boat smart guys. 850-437-1620. Got another one that just came in. So for a young family, let's see here, how much does it cost to start with a small runabout and trailer, and how big a car do you need to tow it? Huh. So someone maybe that's just getting into boating for the first time.
Well, there's quite a few options out there. New boats are very expensive. So, you know, if you're just starting off, and I wouldn't recommend pulling anything with a car. I would recommend that you have at least a 1500 truck, you know. What is that? That's 3/4 ton? A 1500?
Half ton.
Half ton. Yeah, that's that. I can never remember that. But anyways, if you were considering getting a used boat, one of the most important things is to have a pre-buy inspection done. As a matter of fact, we're doing one of those right now. We do them all the time there.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, and you have a factory-trained professional, just like every one of my technicians there. They're all on that level, and they can notice things that you wouldn't notice, you know. And so that's very important to have. As far as the cost and all, it varies greatly there. But, yeah, new boats are very, very expensive. It just depends on what they're wanting to do.
But there are the used ones out there, right?
Yes, there can be, but you really need to keep your guard up when it comes to that. Because normally when people sell boats, it's either because they can't afford them, and that would, you know, be the best case scenario. And a lot of times, unfortunately, people are wanting to pass off things that can be wrong with it, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Expenses that they know might be lurking. And, you know, believe it or not, there are a lot of people out there that do sell boats that are not like that. They wouldn't even dream of passing on the bad, but there are some that are. So it's always
some folks are just upgrading and
Well, it makes sense to get that pre-expense inspection before you buy. That makes perfect sense to me.
We will stop what we're doing, and I'll get a tech on that, because we realize how important that is, and a sale is hinging on that. So yeah, we do that all the time at Key Marine.
Okay, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is Boat Smart. We're here this time every Friday. Tell us again where Key Marine is if someone's thinking about bringing their boat in to get that pre-inspection.
Okay, it's at 5621 Bower Road. It's over on the west side of town. You can, you know, stop by, or you can call us at 850-492-0487.
And what are y'all's hours?
Yeah, we're open from 8 to 5 this time of year, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and that's year-round. And in the summer months, which usually goes from, what, Memorial Day to Labor Day, is we're open half a day on Saturday to kind of help people out and picking boats up and dropping them off. And I do have one technician on the clock all the time on Saturdays that can handle emergency stuff as
Super.
It comes up.
That's good to know. Okay, well, there were a couple of things that you had given to me that you wanted to talk about this morning, and one of them was talking about the importance of using, quote, marine-grade OEM oils in your four-stroke outboards versus just using automotive oil. I guess people try to substitute it with auto oil sometimes?
Sometimes they can, because, of course, anything OEM is usually more expensive, but it's usually better. And the main difference, and I'm sure Chance knows this, and he'll give his two cents on it as well, but the biggest thing is the amount of load and stress that's on these motors. It's very rare that a car motor is turning 6,000 RPM with maximum load on it. You know, it's very rare that you would turn that up. And usually the load's not nearly as well. And there are additives and stuff in the marine-grade oils that help with that, to help the longevity. And what else do you think, Chance?
Yeah, like you said, there's a lot of additives in there that are not considered for the automotive application. Like I said, the load, you're constantly turning high RPMs. You've got a lot more drag with a boat than you do a vehicle. So, yeah, the RPMs is a big consideration. Also, corrosion resistance. There's things in there for corrosion resistance, because your boat is living in a wet environment all the time. And even if it's in storage, it's sitting outside in a humid environment and needs to be protected from the corrosion from the atmospheric humidity. So there's additives in there for that as well. Also anti-foaming additives, your outboard oil is more likely to foam up and because if you didn't have those additives, because turn those high RPMs and because the constant vibration, you know, bouncing across the water and everything. So there's additives in there for that as well.
Yep. And that's very important that he mentions the resistance to corrosion, because rust never sleeps.
Mm. We got a question about this topic. So where do I go to buy marine grade oils?
Oh, we sell it, and then we use it all the time on all of our services and stuff. We have the OEM Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki oils, and we sell it over there.
Okay, great. That's good to know. Got another question here. Do you buy boats?
No, we don't typically buy boats. We'll do pre-buy inspections. We try to focus on the service aspect of it, and it is a full-time job to be on that level that we are on, and we take it very seriously. There was a time when we did take some in on consignment, but I don't believe they're doing that. Dustin's doing that anymore.
Okay, that's good to know. If you've got a question, the Boat Smart guys are here with Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, 850-437-1620. So we have a few minutes left here. Bill, what are some of the other things you'd like to talk about?
Well, do you want to go ahead and do the trivia?
Well, we sure can. What's the trivia question today, and what are we going to win?
I think Chance is going to take that this week.
Ah, Chance.
All right, the trivia question is, what is the front or the nose of the boat called?
Oh, I know that.
Looking for a nautical term here.
You made it easy this week. I know that one. Yeah. What is the front nose of a boat called? So what are they going to win, Chance, if they get this right?
We have a nice OEM Yamaha hat with American flag logo, as well as a George Stone Marine Technologies challenge coin provided by Blingfest Creations.
And I have a challenge coin. Very cool. They are really, really cool. Okay, here's what you need to do. Text in your answer at 850-437-1620. First one that comes in correct with the right answer to the quivia question wins the prize. And again, the question is, what is the front nose of a boat called? All right, I'm going to be checking the texts out while y'all go on and talk about whatever's next on your list.
Okay, really, we wanted to hopefully we've got time, and I think we do, to touch on, so there are maintenance items that aren't yearly that do come up in a different interval, and the big ones in a motor that's turning 6,000 RPM and all, are timing belt, and when it comes to corrosion, block anodes. And you'd be surprised at how many motors that we get that are like, 15 years old, and that's never even had this suggested to them. So we're professionals at knowing and looking by being able to see if it's obvious it's been done, if we don't have the records in our database, which quite a few of them we do. But the timing belt, a lot of people have been used to taking care of those in like four-cylinder cars. If that belt breaks, it's the end of the motor, because valves collide with pistons and all, especially in the high performance. And people need to know that most outboard motors are hung out to dry. They are high performance in nature. And so because of the way the valving is on it, there's more than one valve open at all times. And if that belt does break, it will collide with the pistons. There are a few motors out there that are non-interference motors that like Yamaha makes. Not anymore, but they did, some of the older 3.3s. But trust me, if you're turning wide open, that one's going to wreck it too, even though they claim it's non-interference. I've seen it too many times. And when it comes to the block anode situation, those are anodes or sacrificial anodes, zincs, or what a lot of people know them as, zincs, that are actually located in the cooling passages of the motor. And it's important that you change those in our waters, very corrosive waters, to keep the cancer from starting to build up on the inside of the motor. And we're going to suggest that if we see that it's been there and it's obvious they haven't, when I say it's obvious that they haven't been done, I should say. Mm-hmm. Or, of course, like I said, all the customers' data is in our database, and we do look at that before I even call customers and make suggestions. Not that for one second we're trying to upsell you on anything. It's our job, our responsibility, to take it to that next level and make this motor last you as long as possible, and that's one of it. So timing belt and block anodes. And do you have anything to add to the timing belt and block anode thing?
And the timing belt, in consideration with doing that, it also gives you an opportunity to check your tensioner and all your pulleys as well, which is also important because occasionally you'll have a tensioner fail or will show that it's has some wear and could be fixing to fail. And, you don't necessarily need a belt failure. That tensioner failure will cause a catastrophic failure too. And as well as, some of those older 3.3s without the variable cam timing, with those plastic pulleys, sometimes those would begin to fail. So it gives you an opportunity to take a closer look and see if any of those pulleys need addressed while you're at that.
So how often should you have that checked?
Okay, the interval on the timing belt is every 10 years with Yamaha. Yamaha is really the only manufacturer that's running a timing belt on the bigger motors now. Mercury and Suzuki run timing chains that are at the base of the motor, and those are usually, you don't have to do anything with those. But the timing belt is every 10 years or 1,000 hours, whichever comes first. And block anodes, we're going to suggest no hourly thing there, because back to rust never sleeps. Mm-hmm. Moisture stays in your power head and all, and with high humidity in our areas, it can still be sitting there corroding away and creating problems that you can't see. You know, us marine technicians, we don't have, you know, the luxury of like MRI or X-ray or anything to see what's going on inside of there. We just know what to expect, and we're going to suggest that to try and make this motor last as long as possible. And that's a very interesting point that Chance makes, and that shows you the level that he's on and the care that he has for your motor. When he gets that motor, he's going to want to care for it in talking about the actual tensioner, because that can cause the same thing if it fails.
Okay, just fascinating. I know nothing about this topic, but I'm just heartwarmed that you all are such experts. It's really incredible. With Key Marine of Northwest Florida, we do have a winner for our trivia question.
Awesome.
The question was, what is the front nose of a boat called? And the answer was the bow. And so our winner is Mike. Mike with his last, I don't have his last name, but it's 4136 is the number, or 4135, excuse me. And tell him, Mike, Chance, what Mike has won.
He won a nice OEM Yamaha hat with an American flag logo and a George Stone Marine Technologies challenge coin.
Very cool. So you are a winner. And usually what happens when the winners, you pick that up at Key Marine Center. And Bill, you usually give the winners a tour of the place. And
yes, I will. And I want to stress that hopefully people will come and get their prizes. I know they call in and they get them, but it seems like it's more times than not that they don't come and get them. So please come and get your prize. We really want to give it to you. Yeah.
Okay, well, you've earned it. So, Mike, I'll be sending you a text with instructions on how you can pick up that prize. And we do this prize giveaway every week, so you got to brush up on your knowledge about boats, because it's always a boating question.
Yep.
Okay, just a couple minutes left, guys. Anything else you want to touch on before we go? We got a hot weekend, hot weather, some thunderstorms rolling in the afternoons. Any tips on boat safety for the weekend?
Well, I just wanted to add one other thing with the prize is whenever he mentioned that challenge coin, and Blingfest Creations is actually Stefan's wife. She has that business, and she does make quite a few things other than that, and it's a craft that y'all would have to experience. So I just wanted to let everybody know that that's where that's coming from and what Blingfest Creations are. And then when it comes to the weather and boating safety, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah. Nothing off the top of the head.
Don't run out of gas would be a good one.
Well, yeah.
Think of the obvious things. Bring those life preservers. You should always have those. Safety.
Safety, safety, safety. And I wanted to reiterate, and I say this a lot, a lot of people look at the law enforcement out there with the Coast Guard, the game wardens, and then also the police as, you know, a hassle. Mm-hmm. And they're not trying to hassle anybody. They're there to save your life. Because trust me, everybody's life is on the line when they're out on the water. A lot of things can happen, and you just can't just step off and get on the side of the road and walk away from it like you can with a car. And so there is a lot at stake.
Okay. Sure. We are out of time. It's been another great Boat Smart show. Why don't you give that contact info one more time, Bill?
Okay. We're located at 5621 Bower Road, and our phone number is 850-492-0487.
All right. Thank you so much, Bill and Chance, for being on Boat Smart on Pep Talk.
All right. See you next week.